Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schuss for Aviram and Imi Razi. In the previous shir, we saw Yisod. And that is that from Reb Chaim Telzer, that a father is Zakai Bebita Le'olam, just there's Xeris HaMelech, that when she becomes a Bogeris, or when he dies, he loses his schus in her. But when he sells her, he has her al teken hanetzach. He has her from the perspective of now, he has her forever, and therefore he can sell her to the Adon, and there could be a havamina that she doesn't go out from the Adon when she becomes a bogeris, even though the father doesn't have her after she's a bogeris. But that's not now. Now when he's selling, he does. The father can only sell the rights that he has. But right now, he has rights forever. It's Afkasa de Malka. It's like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that Yovel's Afkasa de Malka, which means that really he has the field forever. And just comes Yovel, and then has to go back. And we said the same Yisod by Toshav Asachir, that really is Sachir Olam, that the Adon has him forever, just comes the Yovel, and he loses him. However, Lechora, Muchach k'midivrei ha-mishnah be'erchin d'lo k'yisod hanal. In the Mishnah in Erchin, we see now like this yisod. Again, we're basing ourselves on a shir of Harav Ruderman. It says there in Daf Chaf Ofam and Beis, stay mikne ene yotze l'koyhanim b'yovel she'eno de makdish dover she'eno shalo. Meaning that if somebody sells from his property and he's makdish, the lo'keach is makdish this field, and then the gizbar sold it to somebody else, the treasurer of the mikdash sold it to somebody else, the field goes back to the original owners at Yovel. Stay mikne, says the Mishnah, doesn't go to the Kohanim at Yovel. If you can't be makdish, it's not yours. And when the buyer was makdish, it wasn't his. Akashe. This is difficult to understand. Since, as we explained, Yovel is Afkasa de Malka, we should say that the Melech was only Mafkia, the Mecher, from the first Lokech, from the first buyer. But from the second buyer, the Torah wasn't Mafkia. It shouldn't go back to the Bailam at Yovel. Torah says you sell, Reuven sells it to Shimon. So, at Yovel, Shimon has to return it to Reuven. If now Shimon passed it on to a third party, passed it on to Hekdesh, then why should it go back? That's like we said by Schusa of Bevita, that even though the Torah is Mafkia from him, his Schus Bebagris of Bemisa, but that Hafka is not Mafkia HaSchus Men HaLokech Mimenu. In other words, the Adon of the Yom Evriya. One has nothing to do with the other. Once it goes into the party, the hands of a third party, then the Torah is not mafkia the girl from his rishus. That's why we need a special pasuk to say that she goes out from her adon at Bagrus. Ela muchach mikan she'afilu nomar she'bagrus he'afkasa de malko. Nevertheless, since the Torah was mafkia the schus avai de Bagrus, this is called that the schus of is only until Bagrus. You say that originally at the get-go, the schus of is only until Bagrus. And Memela, that's what he sold to the Adon. He sold his schus. And if that's true, then our question is reinstated. Why do we need to learn Yitziyav Bagrus from a Kal V'Chomer? Why don't we say that since the Hafka of the Torah limits the Schus of the Father, that it's only until Bagrus, Memela, the Schus of the Adon, also goes away by Bagrus, since the Father can't sell more than he actually owns? To Mamacha Rishon L'Sheni Kol Schus Shetav L'Yadah, like we quoted from Bava Kamach HaSamet Beis. Pchein Yen Misa Sa'av, we still have the Kasha the Ma'arit, But even without the Kal V'Chomer, we had a Kal V'Chomer. That linen, to tell us that when the father dies, the daughter goes out mismi Mirishus Ha'odam. But even without the Kal V'Chomer, all he can sell is the power he has. And he only has power until death. He only has a schus until his death. So the ability to sell your daughter and the ability to sell us a field is built in that it's only until Yovel. It's not something new that comes later. And Mimela, for example, when the person sells his field and the Lokech is Makdishit, so, and the Gizbor sells it to somebody else, the field goes back to the first Bailam at Yovel. Because all he could sell was until Yovel. It isn't something new. And therefore at Yovel it comes back to him. Just like the father who has a schus in his daughter, all he could sell is until Yovel. And therefore if all he can sell is until Yovel, then we don't need any limudim to tell us that if he dies or she becomes a bogeres, she goes out from the schus of the rishus of the Adam. So we can be miyashiv differently this kasha, why we need limudim to tell us she goes out from the schus Adam, schus from the rishus Adam at Bagrus or at Mises Ha'av, why we need psukim, and we don't learn that that's all the power the father has. Behekdem, Divrei HaGemara. Later on, Daf Hamad Aleph, there it says, Chadim Chadu Lo'asi, Taisi Chadim Itarti. So we're trying to learn the different Kinyani Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, what should you learn? Lo Nechdov Rachmana, but Kesef, Taisi Mehanech. Don't write Rach Torah, Kesef, and learn it from Shtar and Bia. The Gemara says, no. Malahanach, you find that Shtar and Bia are Kishikin Yeshnan Bal Karcho. You don't find Kesef Bal Karcho. Gemara says, yeah, maybe Kesef is Bal Karcho, but I'm Ivriya. And the Gemara says, no, but by Ishus you don't have Kesef Bal Karcho. By Ishus mi alo Ashkech. Rashi explains, Shavia Moichor Shalemi Daita, that her father sells her against her will. That's the Am Ivriya Bal Karcho. Tosis brings Akasha Ravenu Tam and Rashi, that if the mechir of the Ame Ivriya is considered kekesef bal karcha, so then why don't we find beishas kesef bal karcha? Because the father can also be mekadesh his daughter bekesef bal karcha. So there is ishas bal karcha. If the father selling her is considered bal karcha, then just like we have Chiras Amma Bal Karach, we also have Kesef Bal Karach. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam explains that since the father is Bimkom Bito, father is in place of his daughter, this isn't considered Kesef Bal Karach. Both in Yin Mechira and in Kedushin, he gives another Pshat in the Gemara, Ein Sham. But this isn't considered Bal Karach when the father sells the daughter, neither for Mechira nor for Kedushin, because that's the, he's Bimkom Bito, this isn't called Bal Karach. So we can be miyashiv das hatalakushis hatosvus, ein or semeach b'hilchos avadim b'perak aleph halacha beis, and we can be mechalik between mechiras ha'av as bito and kabbalas kedushin shel ha'av b'shvil bito, that linyan kedushin in the future the daughter is going to have a hand to be mekadesh herself. When she's a bogeres, she's miskadesh aside atzma, and therefore we say that even when she's a ketana and the Torah was mizake the koyach of her kedushin to her father, she is only the extended hand of her father. The Torah was Mamid the father of Bimkom Abbas, Linyan Kabbalah's Kedushin. And since this is so, this is as if she herself was Makabal the Kedushin, Al Yedei Yad Aviha, and this is considered Kedushin Midaita, because the father is who's Bimkoma, who's Makadesh or Midas. So, in the future, she's going to have a Yad Lekadesh Atzma, and therefore, even when she's a Ketana, her father is considered her extended hand, but that's not considered Bal Karcha. He's just Bimkoma. But Linyan Mechira Zam Ivriya, Dasa Taisbav Mitzia, is So a woman can't sell herself as an ama when she's a bogeres, and it emerges that the schus of the father to sell his daughter, it's not pshat that he's omed bimkom habas, because the daughter never has such a right. If the daughter has a right, you can say that the father is standing in place of his daughter. The father is an extension of the daughter. But if the daughter never has such a right, you can't say the father is an extension of her. Rather, it's a new schus that the Torah gave the father, that he has bailus on his daughter to sell her as an ama. And since he's not doing the mechira of b'shlichus bito, therefore it's considered bal korcha shel abbas. And it's something new that the father can be zocha b'bito. And now we understand beautifully why it's called mechiras habas b'kesef bal korcha, the chiluk that we make for Rashi. Tosa says the kedushin is also bal korcha. If mechiras am is bal korcha, then kedushay abbas bal korcha. No, it's not. Kedusha Bas is in Baal Korcha because the father is considered an extension of the daughter. That's not considered Baal Korcha because eventually she's going to have her own hand. And now her father is an extension. When it comes to Mechira Sa'ama, she's never going to have that right. So when the father is selling her, it's his own thing. And it's not considered Midaita. So he only has by Mechira, but not by Ishus. By Ishus, Mi'aloy Ashkechon, we don't find by Ishus Baal Korcha. However, Das HaTosis, that a woman can't sell herself as an Amma, is not Likuli Alma. Shitas HaRamban Ala Torah Shmos Chaf Aleph Dalet is that a woman can sell herself as an Amma. The Mishnah Lamelech brings a Raya L'Divrei HaRamban, that it says in Bava Metzia, Ein HaGer Nikne Be'Eved Ivri Ve'Ein Ish HaVeGer Koinen Eved Ivri Ger Loik Nikne Be'Eved Ivri V'Shavel Mishpachtu Binen V'Holeh Kavi Ein Ish HaVeGer Koinen Eved Ivri Ish HaLav HaRech Ara Ger Nami Gmiri Demakni Kani The loy makni loy kani. So it says that a ger can't be acquired as an eved ivri, and a woman and a ger can't acquire an eved ivri. A ger is an acquired eved ivri because he has to return to his family after he goes out, and the ger has no family to return to because he's a ger. So his family isn't his family anymore, it's his biological family. It's Jewish now. And an isha and a ger can't be kon eved ivri isha because it's not derech eretz. And a ger also, we have a tradition that somebody who can be acquired can acquire, and somebody who can't be acquired, can't acquire. So a ger can't be acquired, so he also can't acquire an eved ivri. Now if it's true that a woman isn't acquired as an eved ivri, why don't we also learn in the Reisha the woman together with the eved? It says, "En a ger nikna eved ivri." And then it says, Vayter er, ein isha v'ger konen eved ivri. Why doesn't it say at the beginning, ein hager v'ha isha nikne v'eved ivri? And also, why do we need a new reason for the isha, the la la ra or chayr? Why don't we say the same thing? The mikni kani, the lo mikni lo kani. A woman isn't acquired, so she can't acquire, if it's true that a woman can't be acquired. So it's muchach that a woman is nikneis v'eved ivri, meaning an adult woman, is nikneis be'eved ivri. The father can sell her as an ama, but they can't sell her as an ama. But when she's older, but she can sell herself. Father sells her when she's younger, and when she's older, she can sell herself. And therefore, if that's true, that there comes a point when she can sell herself, then her father is the yada arichta. Her father is an extension of her, and he's omid b'mkom l'moichra. Like we said, Bidas HaTaisis Lenin Kedushin, that since she can do it herself eventually, we said that Tosa says that her father is it's not Baal Korcha because her father is Yad Arichta. So why don't we say the same thing here, that I'm also eventually she's going to be able to do it, so her father is an extension of her. And if this is true, for and for the Kashas, why we need a Kal V'Chomer Lenin Yitzir the Bagrus in Mises Ha'ab? That since Mechiras Ha'av is Bimkom Mechiras Habas, it's like he's her shliach to sell her, because again, eventually she's going to have that right, so therefore now he can be considered her shliach to sell her. Harei Iker HaSchus Kayemes, this Schus is still there even after Bagrus and Misa, because the father isn't Mecher his specific Schus. He's the Bailim to sell the Schus of the daughter herself, and her Schus exists even after Misa or Bagrus, even after the father dies, even after she becomes a Bogeres, she has the right to sell herself. And the father is just acting on that right. father is just executing that right that she has. But she really has that right even after Misa and Bagris. And Mimela, you would say that she's not Yotzeis Mirshus HaAdam. Because it's not like the father ever really had her in the first place. It was really her own rights that the father was given this chus to sell, but it's really her rights. And Mimela, when the father goes, you would say that just like she has those rights, if her father would be dead or she'd be a bogaris, she'd have the right to sell herself. So too, now that the father, she was sold by the father, and the father dies, or she becomes a bogaris, she doesn't go out mirishas adam, because the father isn't selling his own rights, which is limited until his death or her bagrus. The father is selling her rights when she's a katana, and that extends beyond his death and her bagrus. And therefore that sale would be a good sale, and we need a Kal Vachomer to tell us that no, she goes free. So we still have to miyashiv lefidas hatosfos, but that is Amir Tashem for the next time, Bli Neder, and we saw in the flows Baruch Hashem, and we should be zocha lilmod ulelamed lishma v'las l'kayim is called Divrei Salma Torasoi be'ahava shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, Bli Neder. I hope next time we're able to go weiter and be miyashiv lefidas Bli Neder. Shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.